Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend Jack Aldrich. Jack is the author of Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow, and that and a number of other books he has written. I encourage you to go to jackaldrich.com or go to Amazon. You can find all the things that he's done. Jack is talking to us about three things that we need to do to future-proof our business. Be aware, be humble, and take action. Action is the third one, Jack, that we're going to talk about now. And, you know, one of the things that I encourage people to do that I want you to tag on to here is I'm trying to get small business owners to realize that there's an assignment in their business called the CEO. And the CEO is not a manager. The CEO is the visionary. And if you don't step out of the trenches, out of the management position, and get into your helicopter or your rocket ship or whatever and get into an orbit above the business as the CEO, you can't perform these jobs. And that's what you talk about in action, isn't it?
That's right. So the very first action I talk about sounds counterintuitive, but it is take time to think. I would argue that thinking is your primary responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I advocate taking, you know, a think week on an annual basis. And a lot of people say, that's a week of time. I'm really busy. How am I going to carve that out? And I go, if a week is too much to think about the future, essentially what you're saying is you don't have 2% of your time to think about the future. As the leader of your small business, not thinking about the future of your business, who exactly is?
Well, if you're saying that, you're saying I only react to the world.
Yeah, that's right. And you don't have to do this in one big chunk. Take an hour a week. Take a couple of minutes a day. But get away from your daily job. Push yourself away. You know, become aware. Read. Go to your industry events. Sort of make sure you have the material to think about. But then push yourself away and begin really reflecting on how this is going to change your business model, or your customers.
What do you recommend doing that with anyone else? Maybe somebody who can foster thinking, or do you recommend doing it by yourself?
A combination of. But I actually, first I say, it's okay to have a closed door policy. It's literally close your door and say to your employees, look, I am just thinking. It might not look like I'm doing anything, but it's the hardest work I do. But then after you've done that, of course, open the door, let other people.
You're talking hold the calls, everything, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Get away from modern electronics. Get away from email. Get away from text. Get away from your cell phone. You have to give yourself permission to engage in deep, prolonged thought, and you'll be really surprised at the insights that are going to come from that.
Well, that's right, and everybody's different. So do it your way. But the main thing is devote some time to it. And here's something. It's hard for small business owners to do this, Jack, because we have got so many alligators chomping at us. Mm-hmm. But here's another example of how we make a mistake. We'll hire a sales manager, but then we expect them to sell. If I know people who will hire a sales manager, and if they see their manager in the office thinking, you know, strategizing, looking over records and doing it drives them nuts. What are you doing? Why aren't you out managing salespeople? Why aren't you selling? And you know, if you can't give your manager time to think, then you don't need to have a manager. And if you can't, it's the same thing for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a great saying, you can't get 12 months of work done in 12 months. You can get 12 months of work done in 11 month. You have to give yourself time to think, to recharge your batteries, as I said, to reflect and just let some of these ideas marinate in your head. It feels, I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, and, you know, we have a hard work ethic, and if you see someone just thinking, you think they're being lazy, but as I said, It's one of the things that I've really had to unlearn.
Is me too.
Not being lazy.
Me too.
It's my hardest, the hardest thing I do every day, but it's where the most value comes from. So if I have one piece of advice, give yourself the permission mm-hmm. to think. You're not being lazy. You're doing your most important job
well
as
said.
A small business owner.
That is well said. That's Andy right there. Hey, Jack, great job today. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks for being here, and come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen, ULDRICH.com is the website. Check it out, and I promise you, you'll thank me later. And we'll get Jack again on the show again real soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.